KMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available.
Shift Happens with channeler David Watson,
Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness,
Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness,
and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell
with quantum physics and consciousness.
It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show.
Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Now, for those of you who usually come in on Mondays and either want to hear Gene and I on Voices of Soul or some of my other co-hosts, David has now moved from Friday to the third Monday of the month. And David is a channeler. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you. It was a heck of a move. I'll give you the bill.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And David channels a group of entities called the Willows. They're part of the Soul Group, so he connects very nicely with them. We're going to discuss a couple of things. We're going to talk about channeling. We're going to talk about how we can find balance in an unbalanced world, mostly through the power of intention.
Well, that's what I was intending.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we will open the lines, and we will allow you to get some questions answered by the Willows. So you might want to call in now so that you can get into queue. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Don't wait till the last minute, because then what happens? We know what happens on Mondays. We always get too many people, and then we can't deal with everybody. So call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can try sending an instant feedback, too. It will depend whether they can connect in with your energy. It's probably best to give us a call. But try with the instant feedback. Be really clear about what it is that you're wanting, okay? All right. So, David, let's talk about... Well, do you have anything you want to say before you go into trance? I know that...
Well, you know, I don't know how many folks out there are aware of what channeling is specifically. I can just give you like a little thumbnail of it, okay? And this involves, I believe everybody can channel. That's my basic premise in life. Channeling basically is bringing a clearer, higher perspective through our consciousness from seemingly another place. Some people say they're taken over. People are taken over by entities. Or aliens, or a variety of other things, but I think if you look at the woman who channels Abraham, for example, she never pretends to be taken over by anybody at any time. Okay, so nor do I, nor did Edgar Cayce, who was the grandfather and founding father of modern channeling, in my candid opinion. So for those of you who know who Edgar Cayce was, and certainly everybody knows who Hicks Abraham is. You know, the Willows are very similar and hopefully equally insightful perspective on life. And I've been doing this for about 26, almost 27 years now. And I always laugh and say, you know, it's great to get paid for sleeping on the job. You know, what I do is I go into a sleep-like trance state. But it's pretty straightforward. I just put my conscious mind to one side and allow myself to go into a deep state of relaxation. I've been doing different meditations, particularly a form of Chinese Chan meditation since I was 19. So that's over 40 years worth of, you know, that type of experience. So it makes it very simple and easy for me to go into this state. So I quickly go in and put my conscious mind to one side and step into a higher state of consciousness, which is in a state of what they call soul group. Which I aptly called the Willows, you know. And they said, you know, when I asked what name they really wanted, they said, call us the Banana Bunch, we don't care. It's just who we are is unimportant. What we can do is and how we proceed is what it's all about. So that's my little take on the channeling. Did that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought I'd just check, you know. But anyway, today I wanted to go into trance at the beginning of the show, and we were going to have the Willows talk about our topic of today. So I'll let you introduce that.
Okay.
While I just
go back and
nod off.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
I'll be back after the first break, I think.
Maybe, yes. So David goes into trance, and what we're going to talk about is finding balance in an unbalanced world through the power of intention.
Yes, we are here now.
Do you need to balance the form?
One moment. Yes, this is in effect with the agreement of the entity David, and we welcome you here and greet those who are listening at this time with love and with joy.
Yes.
You may proceed at this time.
Okay. So we thought we would discuss finding balance in an unbalanced world through the power of intention.
Yes, of course. Easier said than done. That is what all humans are hoping for in one way or another, to find a balance of some sort in their lives, in their relationships, in their work, and in their emotional bodies, and also in their spiritual path. Balance means different things to different people, of course, because, of course, no two people have the same perspective or vision of life in that way. But what we would say is it is a matter of understanding what balancing really means. For example, at the beginning of this process, you asked the entity David to please balance the form. What that means, of course, is bringing the chakric energy centers in this one's body into alignment to allow clear movement of the energy in a cycle within the body, which is a movement of the energy through the crown, going through the various centers into the root and up the spine again, creating the sacred movement. This is one way of balancing, for it aligns and balances the energy fields that hold this one in attention at this particular vibrational level that he is at, providing this information. Yet a balance can mean other things to other people. You hear the term, he or she is mentally unbalanced. What does that mean? It means, initially, that they are not thinking the way that you want them to be thinking or believe they should be thinking. Sometimes if enough people look at this, somebody who is having a, shall we say, a personality a quirk, they can then determine that this is an unbalanced personality. Yet the ways that are determined on how to rebalance the personality vary anything from utilizing drugs to psychotherapy. The thing most people do is just nothing, you see? But what we are suggesting here is that balancing comes through feeling positive about one's own self, through having a clear ideal about who one is, what one's life purpose is, and what direction one is heading in. Those are, again, simple things to think about. Most people spend their lives attempting to, shall we say, find that alone. Yet within this, we also wish to add the element of intent or intention. And this is something that is overlooked by many. People say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. A lovely dead way to look at something that is the very key to creation. You see here, intention is that which you would like to have happen. In other words, if you intend to get up, then you get up in the morning. If you intend to have dinner, then you sit down and eat it. Sometimes you intend to do things, for example, eating dinner, and then a knock comes on the door and something else happens and you can't eat dinner. So your intention is put off until later, but nevertheless, you will eat, you see? So intention means focusing on an outcome and moving towards it without exception and without question. So if one is intending to feel balanced or to feel harmonious within oneself, first of all, one would have to have a good knowledge of what that feels like. For example, those of you listening who say to yourself, what would it feel like if I am not feeling balanced, I am feeling unhappy, or I am feeling sad, or I am feeling generally out of sorts? You have the choice of remaining in that state, or you have a choice of going into your own memory banks and recalling how it feels like to be, for example, happy, or joyful, or fulfilled. Not at a particular time, but in general. When you go to that place and you understand how it feels within you, you can then begin to take the intention of feeling like that instead of how you were feeling in that moment. Simply by intending to move into that place, you begin to shift your mental focus until it moves into the new place. And suddenly you're not feeling, say, unhappy or sad or angry. Instead, you are feeling enthusiastic or fulfilled with a sense of peace or a sense of accomplishment. Some people may say, well, this is just kidding yourself. And we would say, is it? Because the attitude that one chooses to have in life is what one indeed absorbs. One becomes what one thinks. So, if that's the case, and it is a truism, think about it for yourself. Thinking about the things you would rather do or rather be in a positive way is positive intention in moving in that direction. So, taking the thinking process and positive intention together, it allows you to understand that you can be in charge of your entire emotional body without trying to hold on to emotions and without trying to control anything. The moment that one tries to put controls into anything that one is doing to try and stop something or force something into a different way, particularly from an internal emotional perspective, the unconscious mind pushes back, as does the conscious mind against it, because it is out of the flow. When one is attempting to make things happen, it becomes a resistant process. It becomes one rather than guiding, it becomes pushing. And when one pushes against the flow of the current of life, one is swept away by it, because that is an unstoppable force. And you are not an immovable object, nor is your idea or thought or feeling. So if one wants to take charge of one's life, one lets go of trying to control and begins to move into the flow of what is happening and acting and behaving and interacting with that, the circumstances that come from being in the flow. This again comes from intention. If you intend to do it, if you see and understand this philosophy and this way of viewing things, then indeed you can easily and quickly step into that place. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is what we mean when we talk about the power of intention and the power of balancing. Once one begins to balance the inner self in this way, whether it be on your spiritual path or your career path or your personal path, the other paths automatically begin to benefit. There is no right or wrong place to begin when you want to begin that internal balance. Because once you begin to balance yourself internally, the other parts of you, the other aspects of your life, will automatically begin to fall into agreement with them. Because in truth, you are doing this in a movement towards creating a sense of wholeness or whole-mindedness or singular consciousness within the bodily in this way, you see? So in as much as adding and stepping into this place, the state of balance will then enable you to see things in a manner that is more appropriate for you, that feels comfortable within your being, that allows you to move ahead and begin to allow that belief, that intention towards balancing yourself to move out into the world around you. And you begin to attract those to you who are in a similar mindset, who are looking for similar directions and have similar goals. This is where you begin to build friendships, relationships, and lives. You would be finding yourself attracted into companies or groups of people who are more in alignment with your thinking process than not. And if you find yourself in a place where you are splashing around, caught in other people's torrents or behavior patterns, you can begin to take charge of yourself again and to begin to look within yourself and to begin to do this inner balancing, as we have spoken about, by stepping out of a state of helplessness or victimhood and moving into a state of personal trust. And that means beginning to trust your own thinking process and your own life in what you are doing.
We need to go to break right now, but
indeed,
this is a good opportunity. When we come back, we can talk about something that happened to me where that was exactly the case. But we also have our first caller. So when we come back, you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with David Watson, who is in trance right now with the Willows. David can be found on the web at askthewillows.com, and you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today I have David Watson, but he's gone back into trance, and so we have the Willows here with us because we do have our first caller. If you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, let's take our first caller. That's Mike from Michigan. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's everybody today?
Good.
Good. I missed the first part of the show, but I caught the last few minutes in regards to intention, and that's kind of what I've set out for myself. And I finally pulled the trigger and decided that I'm moving out west, tired of the snow and cold. And it's amazing how by pulling that trigger, how kind of everything's falling into place, as long as I just kind of allow it. But my question is pertaining to in regards to what do you kind of get in regards to a roommate situation for me in Phoenix?
Okay, so you're wanting to know about moving to Phoenix and hopefully getting a roommate.
Yeah, I've been talking to a couple people. Well, I am moving to Phoenix.
And, you've set the intention.
Exactly right, I am. And so I'm just kind of looking for some guidance in regards to, there's a gentleman that I've been talking to named Paul. We're kind of in this long line of the same work, and just kind of looking to see if that works out or am I going in a different direction.
Well, we welcome you here, and would say, connecting with this, congratulations on making such a positive decision of intent. And this is what happens when one intends things. The universe turns about and says, oh, by the way, since you intended that, here you go. And then it begins to happen. Sometimes people, like folks who get to the top of a roller coaster ride, don't realize that there is a bit of a ride coming, yes, as you are no doubt discovering. But in the same way, the ride is exciting, and it is one of tremendous opportunity here for you. With this one that you were talking about, this one, Paul, yes, having of a roommate, yes, this has come into effect quite in alignment with your intentions.
Yep.
Be understanding here. Take it at face value. This one has no hidden agenda, you understand?
Yes.
And what he is looking for is pretty much what you're looking for, someone to split the expenses with, who isn't going to be living in his back pocket. Yes?
Correct.
Which is what you want. You just want someone to share with, someone that you get along with, and someone who, when you leave, you don't have to worry about them going through your stuff. Yes?
Amen.
Indeed. So this is what this one is like. He is not a sneak. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
He is respective. You have already determined this, but speak with him some more. And just talk about life. You have good intuitive power, we see. So use this to your best advantage. And feel how he is with you. But as far as we are concerned here, if you are asking for this, while we don't say do or do not, yes, but we can give you percentage. And we would say you have over, before you even get there with him, over a 70% opportunity for having a successful connection with this one and creating a sound person to share your space with, you see?
Excellent. I'll take those odds.
Indeed.
Good odds.
Well, go west, young man. Go west. Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you very much. And I keep, and it's funny for the past, in regards to setting the intention, I always keep I kept the Phoenix, you know, with the smartphones, their weather report, so I could flip real quick from where I'm at, cold and dreary, to knowing that, again, just setting the path and the intention, and it just, It's absolutely amazing what's unfolded in less than 10 days.
Yes. When you
how
put yourself,
everything is just falling into place.
Indeed. When you put yourself into place, then it automatically becomes as so. When you act as if, then it becomes what it is, you see, what you intend it to be. So you should be very happy with this, because now that you've figured this one out, imagine how accelerated life is going to be from this time forward.
Yes. Yes.
That's what's called the quickening, which is the source of a discussion at another time.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Indeed.
You're welcome. Let us know what happens, Mike.
Yes. I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I thought I would take this opportunity, and again, people, that if you have questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. We can try that. Just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know so that the willows can connect in with your energy. But while we were talking about the power of intention, and right before the break, we were sort of talking about how, you know, if you find yourself in victimhood, you know, how we have we can take charge of our lives. And I just want to, I mean, the Willows have talked to me about this many times for a long time now. And initially I didn't understand. And initially, you know, when you get, I would see when I was in victim, it didn't really feel like a choice. But recently something came up with the part-time job that I was at and giving me something that I just was not prepared to do. And initially feeling very much in feeling like a victim, that I didn't have a choice, that they were doing this to me, my issues around betrayal and things. And then within, I'll say within about 5 hours or so, I was able to switch out of that kind of fear and pain of victimhood and say, wait a minute. So this is what everybody's been saying when they say we have a choice. It's really a choice as to how you want to respond to a situation. Do you want to go into victimhood and feel like you have absolutely no choice? Or do you want to come from a place that is more empowered and say, wait a minute, I have a choice. They can either, I'm going to refuse to do this. They can either accept that refusal instead of, you know, telling me I have no choice. Or I, you know, I can willfully and from a place of empowerment say, I quit.
Indeed.
And it made all the difference in the world, even though there was still some fear associated with it. It made a complete, it was a complete flip. So I do understand about being in charge.
Indeed. And in doing this, you change your perception. Thereby, you change your belief. Thereby, taking charge. Thereby, directing your own life as you see fit. And the truth of the matter is, now that you stepped into this, as we would say for anyone, now you're going to see what happens next. And as they be saying in the, that old Batman movie, wait till they get a load of me now. You understand? Mm-hmm. This is how you must look at yourself, because this are steps into this direction. And it is so with all, including the last caller, as you would understand. Yes? This is a tremendous understanding. You put it very succinctly in this way. Thank you.
Yes? Thank you. We do have an instant feedback, as I said. We will be able to start it, but we will have to go to break, so it might only be able to read it. But maybe you can get your feelings on it while we... before we go to break. So this is Leanne from Minnesota. She said hello to both of us. And she's feeling that she's in the middle of a transition of where she's getting rid of the old habits and making new ones as far as her health goes. A job came to her in the holistic field. And when I say came to me, I was not out there looking for it, which is really cool. A few interviews have taken place now, and I'm in the waiting period to see if I'm chosen. I'm fearful a bit because I would be going out of my comfort zone. So she's wondering what we pick up for that. But why don't we take this opportunity to take a break now, because once we get started, I know that you want to complete it. So we'll go for our break. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson here with us today. David is a deep trance channeler. He's in trance right now with the Willows. Willows are part of his soul group that he channels and offers guidance with. He does so much more as well. But you're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be.
Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson here today. David's gone back into trance because we do have an instant feedback. Again, if you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We could probably take maybe one more caller. All right, so we do have an instant feedback. I'm just going to go over it again briefly so that the Willows can answer it. So it's from Leanne from Minnesota. She feels she's in the middle of a transition, is getting rid of her old habits and making new ones as far as her health goes, and a job literally has sort of fallen into her lap. She wasn't looking for it. But a few interviews have taken place now, and she's in a waiting period to see if she's chosen. She's a bit fearful because she's going out of her comfort zone, but she's just wondering what we get around that.
Well, we always smile when people say comfort zone. Mm-hmm. The whole point of life is to grow, and the more that one grows, the less one is comfortable in what one was wearing before. Example, in the physical growth involved in childhood, Leanne, you cannot be comfortable in the same shoes you wore when you were 10. They would be a little small for you now. So the truth of the matter is, any new experience that you enter into is always going to feel a little uncomfortable, like a new pair of shoes. But the difficulty is that most people, when they're experiencing this, move away from it. You, on the other hand, with the changes in your health conditions, with the changes in your vision and your perspective in life, are moving towards it. This is when you begin to say to yourself, I embrace change with love and positive expectation. I see my new life coming to me, and I see me working with positive intention in all that I do. These are the things to talk to yourself about. This is the words to use in your thinking process, because it is an exciting new vista for you. Many others would notice that similar things are happening in their lives. For the one person who calls about this, there are 1,000 people who are having a similar experience in their own unique way. This is a time of great change. And we have spoken about the shift since the 21st of December of 2012, and it is in fact in full bloom. Meaning that many people are shifting jobs, relationships, stepping into new and exciting and elevated ways of thinking, acting, behaving, and working. And that's exactly what you are doing, Leanne. You have stepped into your power. You have stepped into the mainstream of consciousness that you are very comfortable within. Have no fear about this job that you are working within and have applied for. What is fear? But a word. It is nothing. It simply means that you are uncomfortable. So, if you want to get comfortable, just slide in slowly as if you were slipping into a nice hot bath. If you dive in, you might get burned. But if you slip in, you will find yourself just acclimatizing to it beautifully. The most important thing for you here is to be kind and generous to yourself, not pushing yourself, not pushing your expectations, but rather opening up to the new experience and embracing it with an experimental attitude. By taking this experimental attitude, you will have a new and unique way of assessing your life process. So, be thankful for these shifts. Realize that you would not have gotten to this point of thinking in your life if you had not done the work that you've already done up to this point. Growing your mind, growing your heart, and growing your soul. So it is this that you have now brought into fullness. It is this that is putting things into place. And the moment you took intention, saying, I can do this, things began to fall into place for you as well. And so they shall continue. The fear that you feel, call it creative dissatisfaction. And take that dissatisfying feeling or this uncertain feeling and project it into the future and say, the future will never equal the past. And we do know that the best way to do this is to keep focusing on the future, not looking in the rearview mirror all the time. The more time you spend doing that, the less time you have to determine exactly where you're going. And too much of it can be dangerous to your health and the health of all of those about you, not just physically, understand, but emotionally as well. So this is what we would say to you around this. To help you in this journey, we would say great blessings to you, congratulations, and have faith in your own process. As the entity Laurie spoke about earlier here, it is the power of intention, the power of belief that carries you forward. And the realizing of your own self, taking charge of your life and making decisions based on what you want, rather than what other people want or believe that you should have or are entitled to. You see? So, this is good for you. Your chances of being successful, very high, over 90%. Your chances of stepping into this new job, you are the high candidate at this moment in time. You shall hear soon enough, and you will not be disappointed. Don't do predictions, simply do points. And at 90%, you stand very little chance of failing at this. And even if you did not get the job, chances are only 10%. It would not be a failure. It would be something to encourage yourself to move forward, to say, look what I can do. And you have discovered a whole new pathway to follow open. So this is a good way in which you are in a win-win situation. So fear not the outcome. Anticipate a positive outcome, the one that you desire, and so it shall be yours.
Nice. Thanks, Leanne. Let us know what happens, okay?
Indeed.
All right, so if you have a question, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Okay, so we were talking about the power of intention. We were talking about how we can take charge. Is there anything else that you wanted to help us to find balance in the unbalanced world? Is there anything?
Well, finding balance in an unbalanced world, everybody has a different perception of what it is to feel balanced or to have the need of being balanced in their own life. But it all has to come back to the way that you think, how you perceive, how you view the world about you, how you look at your own background, your own history, your own learnings in life, and how you realize how each one of these has affected you emotionally and in your life philosophy. So this means that by taking the power of intention and to its higher degree, it means doing some self-searching, but not to tear down, but to understand. Once that is understood, then the power of intention can truly come into a meaningful being for you. But you don't even have to understand any of these things to begin. All you need to do is find things that you would like to do that hold a strong emotional challenge to them or a strong emotional attachment and focus on them becoming real. That doesn't mean to say sitting in a corner pretending things are going to happen. It means actively believing something and then going out and actively living your life until the things that you are hoping for come across your path, at which time you will be ready to deal with them. As you have heard from these two listeners who indicated with their statements that their intentions in life were suddenly being manifested in such a proactive way. It is the same with each of you listening. You have the opportunity to do this without a doubt. All you need to do is focus on the outcome and then let go. Because the moment you let go of the need to try and control the outcome. You do not want to be like the farmer once you have set something up in your state of intention. The farmer who planted the seeds, and the moment they begin to sprout, he would sneak out at night with a flashlight and pull on every single little plant to help make it grow faster. But needless to say, he pulled many out of the soil. It is the same with your own life. There is a certain point that once you have cast the seeds on fertile ground, once you've arranged for the proper food stuffs, such as fertilizers, to go on to the seeds, and the proper water, and the proper light conditions for them.
Sorry about that. Okay. Go ahead.
Indeed. We lost our track.
Yes. Yes.
So what we are talking about here essentially is realizing that once you have stepped into the place of auto-creation, once you have stepped into the place of positive intention, put your seeds out there, you must let them grow. You must let go of them and move forward with intention, knowing that the things that you have done will reap the results that you have intended. This is where faith comes into the picture. And the faith comes from the results that you achieve. You see? So it is this thinking process that truly helps change and shift human consciousness in this way. So is this helpful?
Very helpful. We'll be going to our last break. If you have a question, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback, but you got to get in really, really quickly for us to respond to it in our last segment. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson here. David is a deep trance channeler, and he's actually in trance right now with the Willows. You can find more information about David at askthewillows.com. So askthewillows.com. And you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Success Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson here today. We have David Watson back
Hi, it's me. I woke up just a little while ago.
Yes, awesome. Yeah. It's always good to have you back. So we've been talking about, you know, the power of intention and how, you know, how to help get more balance with your power of intention. I'm not sure if we're getting somebody that's called in or not. Oh, we have an instant feedback. Oh, no, it's from Leanne. She wanted to thank you. Very good, informative feedback. I much appreciate it. I feel this position, if I'm chosen, will help me to grow more. I feel that I did ask for this opportunity in my prayers, so bless you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Leanne, for getting back to us. So I know that you have a lot of different things coming up. David is available through Skype and call to do trance.
That's right.
Channelings. You also call
yourself AskTheWillows.com.
Yes, AskTheWillows.com. You also call yourself
I call myself a life strategist. Mm-hmm. I like that because, you know, quite frankly, you know, we've beaten the heck out of psychotherapists. And, you know, in this part of the world, you know, people are trying to beat the heck out of people using that terminology as, you know, governmental issues begin to arise and our government belief systems become more and more restrictive. So by turning it into what I do, which is basically what it is, I was doing psychotherapy for years using NLP and a variety of other short-term processes. But now I call it life strategizing because, in fact, that's what it's become. You know, people are feeling stuck or they're having things that are going on in their lives that they need to have a different or new vision of. By sitting down and working with them and using various tools, as well as conscious discussion about it, we come up with strategies that are going to enable them to step into and move ahead with their lives and just take them out of being stuck. And some of it includes using some of the techniques that I've used over the years, including Psyche, which is a brilliant way to balance our belief systems very quickly and effectively. So, yeah. Life strategizing is good, and it's nice because it gives me a chance to do, like, you could also call it coaching as well, I guess, because I have people who call me regularly, and I spend time on the phone with them, and we share back and forth our ideas and thoughts, and then they, you know, share with me their financial energy as I share with them my knowledge and energy. So it's a fair exchange. It's really good, you know. And you know, we have a number of different classes also that I teach. I have one I call the Keys Course, which I'm trying to figure out how to put on you know, online teaching. I keep meeting people who actually organize this through universities and that sort of thing. So everything's done online these days. So that would be an interesting thing to do. But I think more the personal, you know, connection I like to bring, like, anywhere up to, you know, 20, 25 people together, and we do, you know, a group thing where over a period of 2.5 days, people really and truly bring their whole psychic abilities out in front of them, and they have an opportunity to use them. I think you came to that one, didn't you?
I have been to the Keys, yes.
I did that one with Cliff back then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good friend of mine, Cliff Treston, a brilliant channeler and a mentor, you know. It's those kind of things that I like to specialize in. I guess my whole belief in life is helping people, and of course helping myself through learning through other people as well, how to become more open and whole and more connected with our lives and the world and the purpose of being here. Because, you know, we're so fraught with intention with everything we do. I have to be successful. I have to be this. I have to be that. And the Dalai Lama said recently, one of my favorite quotes, which every time he quotes something is my next quote. You know, he said, we don't need more successful people. He said, we need more loving, compassionate, kind, and generous hearts, you know. And I thought that was a brilliant way to put it. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being successful, but if you have kindness and love, you are successful. That's part of being a successful human being. You know, that's my perception of it. So I encourage that within us so we don't lose sight of who we are. and what our life journey is supposed to be about. Because it's not just about being a doctor, a lawyer, you know, a child care worker, or whatever we chose to be, you know. It's about who is doing that and how it's affecting us and how we're interacting and sharing our hearts with each other and with those about us. Mm-hmm. That's a holistic way of thinking and living. And, you know, I hope a lot of folks who are listening out there are, you know, are in alignment with that. I suspect you are, you know, because mm-hmm. I think most of us want to work with, going back to our original topic, positive intention.
Right.
The Willows often talk about that, mm-hmm. you know, working with positive intention. That's why I know whatever you do, you're going to be successful with, because you always work with positive intention. You never have a hidden agenda. You know, you're fully transparent, you know, completely transparent, but not invisible or indivisible. But, you know, but in truth, that's the thing about life and who we are, you know, is to express ourselves in that way and to be genuine. So when we're like that and we work on things with positive intention, we can never go wrong. You know, so much for the guys who say, you know, the road to life is paved with,
road to hell.
Is paved with. I mean, that's nonsense. You know, it's just like people who say, oh, you know, like the only thing that goes with the flow is a dead fish. And I think, what the heck does that mean? You know, like, that's called dead fish thinking, in my opinion, you know, because the only place to go is with the flow. In other words, become the flow. We are the flow. And when we are in that sense of beingness in that moment, whatever we do is completely natural and we're able to accomplish and allow to unfold in and around us. So that's my concept.
Anyway. Right. David also teaches you how to become a channeler.
A moment of my thought.
Teaches you how to become a channeler. You have a new series of workshops on happiness.
Happiness, yeah, we call it Happiness Runs, taken from an old Donovan song, you know. Happiness runs in a circular motion, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, it's geared towards allowing people to, again, find out the core of happiness. Happiness is not stuff. Happiness is. Happiness runs. Happiness is a verb. It's not a noun where we accumulate things, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a state of being that depends on our perspective and our understanding and our intention, you know, sort of you get a little bit of that in everything that I do, because it's all connected.
Right.
I try and use that as you know, the adhesive that holds all of the things that I do together is always coming back to that central core theme of self-approval, self-love, and I think self-understanding. It's what we're here to do. And the more we can do that, the more we can love and understand the people around us. You know?
Nice. So David is available to do channelings. I, you know, highly recommend it. He's also one of the only people I know that actually offers like even a half hour channeling. So you don't have to do an hour.
You'll do 15 minutes if it's just a quickie. No problem.
Nice. So again, his website is Ask the Willow. So askthewillows.com. You can reach him there. And he will be back with us. Let's see. He will be back with us on April the 15th. Nice. Third Monday.
Write it in your calendars, folks.
There you go. All right. You've been listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.